Although the Chinese recently welcomed the Year of the Pig, shoppers in Shanghai and other major cities seem to be celebrating the Year of the Western Retailer. Last year in October, Walmart announced an aggressive acceleration of its Chinese expansion, acquiring Trustmart, a 100-store chain. Home Depot recently acquired Chinese HomeMart. H&M plans to enter China this year, and Best Buy just opened its first Chinese store in Shanghai. The list of Western retailers trading in China includes Auchan, B&Q, Carrefour, IKEA, Tesco's, Toys R Us, and Zara. These companies are drawn by the size of the Chinese market, with a population of 1.3 billion people, and the rapid expansion of the middle classes and the economy. These positive market conditions are balanced by significant challenges. Success in China requires a profound understanding of the Chinese consumer and the flexibility to adjust to every aspect of the business, including product range, presentation, service, and pricing. Best Buy's first China store offers an excellent case study of how one premier Western retailer is handling these opportunities and challenges. The US market leader in home electronics, with a $30 billion turnover from 832 stores in 2005, opened its four-story store in the Zhuhai area of Shanghai's premier shopping district in January 2007. Its four floors are large by both Chinese and Best Buy standards. And as one of the Chinese staff proudly told me, it's the largest Best Buy in the world. This wasn't Best Buy's first venture into China. The company established a sourcing office in 2003 and started retailing in the summer of 2006 through the acquisition of majority interest in Jiangxing Five Star, China's fourth largest retailer of appliances and consumer electronics. Best Buy's executives are betting that once the Chinese consumers shop in a modern home electronics store, they'll prefer it to the traditional Chinese electronics outlet. There's no shortage of these in China, located within malls and as standalone shops on the high street. Every brand, both domestic and international, is available, often in a chaotic environment. Many electronics stores are mum-and-pop operations. Others belong to more sophisticated electrical chains. In the mum-and-pop stores, items aren't priced. Some stores offer only a single brand. Vendor reps often patrol the sales floor, dispensing advice that serves the vendor or the retailer rather than the customer. In almost all stores, products are secured behind glass, inaccessible to customers without sales assistance. Now, enter Best Buy. Everything is well priced, with the iconic yellow price tags used to communicate value. The prices are fixed and strictly non-negotiable. The staff do a great job of explaining that Best Buy's prices are lower than the last price of the competitors. "We know," said Henry, an exceptionally helpful Chinese Best Buy employee, "we price compare continuously on your behalf." The boldest move, however, was in the merchandising. Defying Chinese conventional wisdom, the glass cases have disappeared and customers can touch and feel the products without having to ask a member of staff. Products aren't displayed by brand, but by good, better and best. There's not a vendor rep in sight, and signs throughout the store proudly proclaim that the well-trained staff don't get commission and give expert, independent advice. Best Buy have effectively used their existing brands for the various offerings, exporting both the look and the feel of the proposition with some local adaptation. There's a large area for the Geek Squad, Best Buy's technical service and support. And judging by the queues of customers wanting to speak to them, Chinese consumers are just as baffled by technology as the rest of us, and rather than pray to the gods of silicon for a solution, are more than willing to pay for it. At the premium end of the spectrum, and taking up half a floor, is Magnolia Home Theatre Solutions, a shop within a shop in a comfortable exhibition area. The exorbitantly high prices, even to Western eyes, suggest that Best Buy clearly see the growing middle classes as a prime market for cinema hardware installation and services. This market segment apparently is also the target of an extensive selection of leading domestic appliance brands. Judging from the traffic when I visited the store, both during the soft opening and in the first week of proper trading, Best Buy have an enticing formula. There were queues almost everywhere. That said, China's mum and pop and other domestic home electronics stores are generally crowded too. Their typical chaos suggests bargain pricing, while Best Buy's order and disciplines may leave the opposite impression. Well, it's too early to tell, but one early warning sign at Best Buy was the lack of queues in one critical area of the store, at the checkouts. There is a danger that as good as this first Best Buy store is from a retailing perspective, it could quickly become a giant showroom offering free advice that enables consumers to improve their shopping leverage at the traditional stores. Of course, it's important to remember that this is only China store number one for Best Buy. The move is a brave step for a market leader in home electronics and yet another indication that Western retailers are determined to succeed in the world's largest retail market.